This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
I would have been here earlier, except there are temporary lights right outside my house.
Are they fixing the potholes, then?
It certainly looked like it.
Well, aren't you honoured? Roads down here are hopeless.
I'm sure it'll be your turn soon, Brian.
I can't believe that when I see it. Anyway, I've only just walked in myself. I had to take a bale of silage up to the deer, and one of the gates was stuck. How smart is this place, then?
Bridge Club? Not overly smart, but, you know, people tend to make a bit of an effort.
Well, I could change my shoes.
Yes, muddy shoes might be a tad unwelcome. And you could put a jacket on, perhaps?
Well, there's not an actual dress code.
Not that I'm aware of.
Because I'm in no mood for preening myself.
Yes, I gathered that. So, this is about Justin and his beavers, am I right?
What?
Your lack of bonhomie.
I don't know what you mean, Miranda.
I sensed that you didn't appreciate me expressing an opinion on Sunday.
Well, it's always best when you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, bravely put.
Well, glad we've got that sorted, then.
Except, like many people, I've watched lots of wildlife programmes, listened to a variety of experts and taken a view, which I'm keen to discuss further.
You have no idea what a threat beavers pose to agricultural land. You just ask David and Ruth.
Oh, but I thought they were just... How did you put it? Oh, yes, cuddly and sweet.
Oh, they're anything but.
You don't think you risk coming over as an old-fashioned, nature-destroying farmer?
Me? No, not remotely. Lots of younger farmers feel the same. Bumped into Ed Grundy at market yesterday, and he's very much against, for exactly the same reasons as me. And I bet Tom and Helen are too.
Well, actually, I popped into the farm shop yesterday and Helen seemed remarkably positive.
Anyway, no one can accuse me of being old-fashioned. Home Farm was the first round here to introduce herbal lays, so...
Ah, now I've read about that, too. Interesting. And that was your initiative?
Well, perhaps I will wear a jacket.
As you wish. I also saw Kate in the farm shop, by the way. She's been asked to demonstrate yoga at this well-being event sometime soon.
In Ambridge?
Not sure. She didn't have any details.
I bet they wanted to do it for nothing.
I think it's just a one-off.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if people want to try yoga, they should go to one of Kate's classes and pay for it.
I see. Shall we go, then?
So, you agree they need an enclosure now? That's something, I suppose.
I think we can put last week's exploits down to a rare moment of impulse, don't you agree, Rex? Kirsty?
Yeah, the timescale seemed unbearably long, but you're right, it was stupid of us.
It's finished with Ruth, I promise you. Gone.
I'm glad to hear it. But even with an enclosure, I mean, what if the beavers escape? And they do. I've looked into it.
No, it's not uncommon.
Exactly.
We can minimise the risk with the kind of enclosure we go for, but there'd still be a full contingency plan.
Which would be worked out very carefully. Basically, we'd set humane traps to recapture them.
And obviously we'd let everyone know straight away, all the nearby farmers like yourself.
Because you're right, beavers do escape sometimes. But this approach, honestly, it does work. Mm. They can be recaptured and returned to their enclosure.
Oh, sorry, that's mine. The thing is, Ruth, for this to work how we want it to, we've realised that there does need to be some kind of local consensus.
Absolutely.
Bit late for that.
Well, I really hope not. Our exploits aside, this is a genuinely strong project with all the biodiversity benefits we've already talked about.
Oh, not again.
Sorry, Justin. Switched off.
And don't forget, there's an initial survey to find out people's views and concerns, and that's before we hold the consultation meeting.
Right.
Perhaps Ruth should see the area so she knows exactly where you mean.
Yes, because then you'd see how doable it is.
Yeah, what do you think? We're doing a huge amount of planning.
Oh, they are.
And we'd love to share some of it with you.
Sorry, no, I need to get on.
No, I don't think it would take long, would it?
20 minutes max. Please, Ruth, then you can make up your mind based on our actual plans.
Blast. Where are my glasses? I better have left them in the car.
Then I saw you put them in your jacket.
Oh, yes, here they are. panic over.
If you say so.
Now, did I mention I might be slightly rusty?
You did.
Oh, God, I think these might be my old glasses.
And I'm sure you'll manage. Brian, could you please buck up? Because our little disagreement is not worth brooding over, and I should like to enjoy our game of bridge.
I'm not brooding. If you must know, I'm rather miffed that you felt the need to disagree with me in public, and in front of Justin, of all people.
Ah, you're not accustomed to dissent?
As a matter of fact, Jenny often disagreed with me.
Really?
Though she showed me the courtesy of doing it in private.
Understood. Sadly, that is very much not my style, although I'm sure you'll get used to it. And by the way, should you wish to disagree with me in public, you're more than welcome. There's nothing I enjoy more than some lively open debate.
Mm. Well, shall we go in?
I'd love to.
So the enclosure would end over there, can you see, by the orange marker?
Okay.
There's a kind of skirt on the fencing, so they can't tunnel underneath.
And steel barriers at the base of the wider gates to stop them burrowing under.
It's a decent-sized patch of ground.
5 hectares, with pretty much everything they're going to need. And look, there's oak, beech, hazel. Well, you can see.
So the beavers can damage whichever they like. Surely you'll protect some of them. Yeah, we'll put wire around some, like that crabapple.
Mm.
Okay.
And there'll be special grills around flowing water, so they can't get out that way.
And a full feasibility study would make sure all this kind of planning is doable.
Mm. Right.
Well, the protection sounds pretty thorough.
I'll need to look into it more, but I suppose it's useful to see the actual area we're talking about.
I'll be honest with you, Ruth. This project matters to us big time. Having beavers here, it sort of exemplifies what the rewilding is all about.
100%.
But the project still risks damaging the am, you can't deny that.
Like the manure runoff, which pollutes it all the time.
Hmm.
Whereas beavers are sort of aquatic engineers, improving the health of the waterways.
Oh, that's debatable.
Ah, well, thank you for giving us your time. I realise you're busy today.
I'm always busy, Justin. That's farming for you.
Rest assured, we'll keep you informed.
I hope you will. But thanks for showing me anyway. I appreciate that. See you all again.
Yeah, bye, Ruth. Bye.
Thanks again.
Oh, that went better than I thought.
We didn't convince her, but at least she seemed to listen.
Yeah. What do you think, Justin?
I think we should reconvene in the office after lunch, because I have finally come to a decision. At last! Where were you? I thought you might have run off without me.
Don't be ridiculous.
You look quite fed up at the end.
I'm not used to coming bottom.
Well, I did say I was a little rusty.
And I foolishly assumed you were being modest.
Me? Moi? Modest?
Silly me.
So, what were you doing for so long? Are you apologising for your incompetent partner?
Not quite.
No?
I thought, rightly as it turns out, that if I lingered for a while in the ladies, then everyone would have gone home.
What? You were actually hiding?
I think laying low is the correct term. Do you blame me, Brian? Your bidding was not what we agreed.
Wasn't it?
People couldn't work out if you were a disturbed genius or a complete beginner.
Well, not a complete beginner.
You said you were rusty.
Oh, yeah, I thought I did rather well. I spent a good couple of hours jenning up on the internet, reminding myself of the rules. Ridiculously complicated, aren't they?
Honestly? So, you don't like being disagreed with in public, but you're happy to brazen it out at the bridge table?
Well, I was enjoying myself. Your face was a picture when I bid that slam.
What on earth possessed you?
Oh, aim high is my motto.
We went 7 down. Good grief, I should have taken for the hills.
Oh. So what you're really saying is a little more practice is in order.
Oh, you'll need considerably more than that before you start partnering me.
Oh, shame. I quite fancied being your Christabel. I hope Elliot isn't your preferred option for that tournament.
I'd rather not play at all than partner Justin.
Oh, glad to hear it.
I thought he had some brass neck, but you, Brian, you are in a category all of your own.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
However, there is potential in your, what shall I say, your courageous style. So if you commit to proper lessons, we might make a bridge player out of you, eventually.
Thanks very much.
Well, you certainly wreaked your revenge with that little display. I think it's one all now, don't you?
And the rest.
So Helen, Tom, Natasha and two strapping lads all in that house.
Don't forget the twins. I don't envy them myself.
Oh, nor me. Hey, Justin.
Oh, I must just finish this email.
Sorry.
Two ticks, please.
I know there isn't much room on my boat, but still.
Yeah, it's your own space. You can do what you like.
Exactly.
And that's it. And sent.
Okay, great. Justin, can we start by stressing how sorry we are?
No, please don't. I realise you're sincere on that score.
Good.
However, had your misguided little plan worked, I would have been finished with the rewilding forever.
Oh.
It's a good job we saw the error of our ways.
What happened, in fact, was Khalil squealed.
But we would never have gone through with it, not in the cold light of day.
I only have your word for that.
Look, Justin, we're still here, aren't we? Rex and I made a mistake, a big one, but we faced the music. Not easy when the people we've upset most are our friends and neighbours.
Yeah, people we have to see every day. But we stood firm because we know this project can work well.
Yes, all right, I think that's probably true.
Do you?
Really?
I do. That's why I've just commissioned the feasibility study for reintroducing beavers to rewilding Ambridge.
What?
That's what you sent?
Immediately after I submitted our application for a licence.
Wow!
I can't believe it!
That's brilliant! Well, thank you.
No, but before anyone gets overexcited, can we agree that this is a long-term project and cannot, under any circumstances, be rushed, however enthusiastic we feel, and B, it is a hugely expensive project, which will cost us an arm and both legs, possibly more.
Oh, we accept that, don't we, Kirsty?
Sure. We have to be realistic. This isn't a done deal, is it?
No, nowhere near.
We can't underestimate the strength of local opposition.
Not if Ruth and David are anything to go by.
And Brian Aldridge.
Yeah, it's going to be an almighty battle.
But one which is worth fighting, in my opinion, and which I feel sure we'll win if it's down to the pair of you. One has to admire your tenacity and unwavering commitment to the scheme.
Hang on. Is that a compliment?
Possibly.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, cheers.
One of your many roles will be to set up a full consultation process with all neighbouring landowners and concerned residents, starting with that feasibility survey.
So, we're really doing it?
Yes, we jolly well are.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this, the secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice.
and for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemise some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.